Everyone, and welcome back to the Super Best Friends Show, the show where we like to finish each other's
sentences.
Nice. With me, as always, is
Giant Chuck.
Ah, you guys are ruining it.
I think you were supposed to say my name and me yours.
It was supposed to be cute like that. And then I was going to introduce Justin.
Let's try it again.
You pointed to me.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to A-Squad. Sorry we were off last week, but it was Memorial Day, and we felt like doing something. With me, as always, is Giant Shock.
What's going on, everybody?
Max Barracuda.
What's up?
And
G-Man.
G-Man, who is not always with me, but he's been on the show before. Nice to have you back.
Nice to be back.
All right. Well, since it's been 2 weeks, I guess we should launch right into what we're playing, because I've been playing a decent amount over the last 2 weeks. Anybody else?
A-Squad.
Come out to play.
A-Squad.
All right, well, I'll actually kick this bitch right now. I've been playing a decent amount. I downloaded State of Decay from Xbox. Me and Giant were excited about it.
What'd you think? I played a little bit at the beginning.
That was a boring mission, wasn't it?
Yeah.
A little nonsense mission. I like killing the zombies with the different things. It's, you know what it reminds me of? A lot of... back in the day when you Grand Theft Auto 3 first came out and they had that code to make the crowds attack you.
Yeah.
They're not particularly hard, and like, you don't have to worry about leveling up your weapon, because I can really take hordes of zombies with just my fisticuffs.
Yeah, like, it's not too much to just start killing. I mean, once they hit the ground, you tend to wail on them for a few
minutes. They have a sneak around option, which is nice, I guess. I've never had to use it yet in the game.
Oh, no, they... You have to. I mean, you don't care about killing the zombies, but like, if you don't want to get attacked, then you could like take a long time to do stuff.
I understand that, but I mean, at the same time, when you're attacked, it doesn't really matter that much.
Well, I imagine the first mission that I haven't got too far into it, but I imagine the first mission they're not going to overwhelm you. Like,
I'm on what someone might call like the third mission. I'm still like in the woods there.
But when it comes to like searching, it takes a minute to search anything, and then they go, you can speed it up to like 2 seconds if you're loud about it, and then. Whatever, I'd rather...
Yeah, whatever, what am I going to have to
save the minute
bust one zombie in his lip?
And fight the two zombies that, like, saunter into the building with me.
Yeah, I wasn't that impressed with the game, and I've been looking forward to the game for a long time.
I'm not done with it, I'm going to give it a shot.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fun concept, it's hard to not want to play it.
Just like the GTA games, I don't even know what's going on story-wise. I just fucking kill zombies and just run around just doing dumb things, like... I was playing with Max over here yesterday, and I was like, yo, dude, just drive the car off the fucking bridge, and I was like... Drive the other one off the bridge too. Like,
we wrecked so many cars.
G-Man, did you get it?
I watched them play it for like 15 minutes yesterday. Mm-hmm. I like the scene where, like, I like how when the guys you're with, he can like hold the zombie and you can smash it over the head. That looked pretty cool.
It's a cool idea. Yeah. I would have liked to see a two-player be able to do that. Like a two-player.
It's also cool. You can switch players, right? Mm-hmm. You can switch to anybody in your party.
I think that's the only thing that's missing, is that I would like to go through with the friend.
Yeah.
That would make it a lot more fun.
And it's a little clunky. But it's a downloadable title, so it's kind of to be expected. Like, the aiming system sucks.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you level up and it gets smoother. It's possible.
I doubt it.
But
the aiming
more than once,
usually the aiming system.
More than once, I walked up to a cabin, and there was a zombie that was half in the cabin and, like, half out of the cabin, just stuck in the wall. And that kind of stuff.
Did you kill him?
Eventually. Once you figure out what side the head's on.
I mean, it costs $15. I mean, you can't really.
That's my point. It's a downloadable thing. But it's not really... I mean, that's the kind of stuff you don't expect to
see
nowadays.
Well, the actual game that I'm obsessed with right now over the last 2 weeks is a $10 game, downloadable game, and it is awesome.
Which one?
Castle Storm. Anyone play Castle Storm? Just came out?
No, I don't know.
Medieval Knights versus Vikings. It's kind of like a funny... Kind of like a funnier way. Like, you know, everybody's kind of portly and kind of looks funny.
Cartoony?
Yeah, it's a physics-based destruction game, kind of like Angry Birds.
Okay.
Where?
I'm sorry about that.
I have no idea what that was.
That was a loud noise.
Anyway.
I was fixing the volume on my computer.
That's a physics-based destruction game noise.
It's correct.
Anyway, you build your own castle. You know, you get this, it's hard to describe. You get that slingshot from the Angry Birds, pretty much in front of your castle. You build your entire castle. Every room in the castle has... is unique, and you can upgrade it. One will let you be able to have more combatants on the field, so to speak. It's really just a straight line to the other castle.
And do you get different things to fire. And...
Oh, yeah, you get ten different things to
fire.
Which
side are you? Are you the castle or are you the Vikings?
It switches as you progress through the storyline. You get to live on both worlds.
Interesting.
And each castle has unique things you shoot from the slingshot. I keep on calling it slingshot because Angry Birds.
Is
I know
it like a catapult or
yeah, it's trebuchet? It's a crossbow
ballista?
Or whatever. Yeah, a ballista. That's nice. We're going to go with slingshot. there's also spells. You can actually summon whatever, like your main heroes down there and get in the trenches yourself. And cool. It's just like a really cool concept. And it's very well done.
Turn-based or?
No. All actual time. But you can lower your time on, you know, how long it takes a ballista to go back with one of the rooms in your castle. And meanwhile, while all your troops are given to you from rooms in the castle, there's a room that you train your archers in and stuff. If I take down, I'm trying to defend against the other people, but if I take down his room in his castle, I happen to take it down, he can't do archers anymore.
What's this game called again?
Cool.
Castle Storm.
It's a lot of fun. I will say this, there's no penalty for quitting online, so I've never actually finished a game, although I have technically won many. A lot of quit babies in Castle Storm.
It looks cool.
It's a lot of fun.
I just brought up some screenshots. Looks like fun.
Yeah, it's cool. It's well done. It doesn't try to be super graphic-y, but it's kind of gimmicky. And
it's stylized.
Yeah, it's fun. John, what are you playing this week?
Well, I mean, I've been playing G-Man over here in some FIFA.
Yeah,
and
marathons of FIFA.
Yeah.
Every time I walk in this house, it's FIFA.
I see that, too.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. You know, I've talked about it numerous times on the show, but stated. Thanks, Ted. But yeah, usually? I mean, other than that, I've been playing State of Decay, and then a little bit. We did a little bit of Worms yesterday.
I saw that. I saw you guys online.
Yeah, it was the full. It was me, G-Man, Max Barracuda, and our other roommate. We were all playing, and they didn't know about the sudden death feature. And G-Man over here didn't do anything the whole time.
Nothing. Literally nothing.
Yeah, he blew himself up pretty good. Or just hid in a corner and couldn't figure out how to get out of the corner.
It's my first time playing Worms.
Still won the game.
Scared Worms don't kill Worms.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Well, it wasn't scared. It was more like ran out of time every time.
Basically, Max convinced the other player to kill me, and then he killed the other player, and then Justin was just the solo man left to be like, peace, Pete.
And he had an airstrike.
Oh, so you won?
Yeah, from last to first. Like, I had almost nothing left. They all had a lot. They went with sudden death.
Have any of you guys figured out how to do the rope trick yet? Because I remember I was, like, the only one.
To go straight up in the air?
Yeah.
I'm not very good at it, but I can do it every once in a while.
I remember you experimenting in it, but it was...
I was a little rusty at it, too. Mm-hmm. I don't think any of us have played that game in a while.
I'm always good for, like, a really funny, stupid play where, like, I remember I was two, like one play away from beating Max, right? And I throw a sheep out to be like, I guess, cocky, and the sheep goes right in the water, and then I get played the next round.
Right.
I was like, oh man.
All right, so G-Man, is that what you're playing? FIFA, basically?
Yeah, pretty much.
Anything else?
Nah, I mean it's literally about 5 hours a day of FIFA.
Right.
Time well spent.
Max?
I'm a little late to the party, but enjoying the shit out of Assassin's Creed 3.
Oh yeah, that party's gone.
Yeah. I know
it was nice.
It's one of those games. I'm playing it and I go, what the fuck was I waiting for? It's mm-hmm. the perfect
Gamefly?
Game. Yeah.
Yeah.
A perfect game.
If you wait another month, then maybe you might be able to keep it when they go out of business.
They'll be just fine. They got PlayStation and Nintendo to keep them going.
Yeah.
I'm sure Nintendo doesn't ship up any of those games.
No, probably not. But PlayStation will be just fine.
You know what says a lot of physical Nintendo business. Wii games is like gas stations.
And the Wii is extremely easy to do things with. So,
but I'm sure that PlayStation will keep them afloat for a while, which I will be an owner of.
I'm still waiting for Nintendo to just be like, oh, we just a kid. This wasn't the new system. Here it is, everybody.
Right.
And I just don't think it's coming.
Well, to be fair, after the Microsoft announcement, their sales have jumped.
Why do you hate Microsoft?
I'm not hating on them. That's
before,
a fact.
Before we go into That's any news or anything, am I going to have to get this guy a Snickers bar before so that he just starts getting some
No, dude, it's an actual, you're reading like it's an what actual, some guy said on a message board in like
No,
Afghanistan.
I was reading Forbes.
No.
You ever hear of it?
I've heard of it.
Yeah, they're very highly known for their
no,
game
but they
publications.
Know, they know finances, and they know if the Wii U has added
just
sales.
Just because they saw a heartbeat Nintendo doesn't mean that this
I'm not saying Nintendo's going to be a winner.
Nintendo's laying in the middle of the street.
I get it.
It was a flat line, and it was like, ba-doo!
Like, I get it.
Kind of popped up.
I'm the underdog in the room full of Xbox fanboys here, but
you're the only guy who doesn't have a PS3 in the whole room.
Yeah. And I'm planning on getting a PS4.
So how are we Xbox fanboys?
Right.
Well, I like my Xbox 360. I don't like what they're doing with this new one.
Anyway, let's go into what they're doing with the new one, and we're going to hit the news right now. All right, first off, I'm going to start off with a little piece of news. Now, fans of the show know that Giant Shock has repeatedly rubbed our face in the fact that he is part of a super exclusive mailing list from GameStop. Just him and maybe 400,000 other people, select individuals.
It's gotta be more than that.
Get this email. And
I think I get them too.
I don't get them. I don't know why. They hate me. But GameStop actually sent out an email to Giant Shock where he called me about how exactly the Xbox is going to work with the shared games. I was excited about it.
Yo, it was funny because I was like, you know what? My good friends at GameStop gave me an email this morning. Did they give you? And you're like, I didn't get it, man. And they're like, let me tell you all about it.
All right, well, why don't you get into it? You want to explain it just a little bit?
I mean, I wasn't aware that I was going to have to pull that up.
Just pretend you're on the phone with me, buddy.
All right,
you explained it pretty good.
Well, basically, well, I'm going to bring it up. Give me 1 second. I didn't know I was going to have to bring anything up.
Oh, you're going to actually grab the email? Nice.
Yeah, I have that. I just...
Were you reading it when you explained it to me?
Yeah, man. What do you think? It was like I just memorized the whole email. Like,
yeah, I thought your memory was basic human.
Oh, man. Give me 1 second here.
All right. Anyway, some of the newer news that Moving I on. Know for a fact. Xbox will always be on, but it'll be a low capacity, which is not really going to affect the electrical bill, but those annoying updates whenever you sign on to a game will never happen.
And it's going to be the once-a-day check-in, right?
They're going to have a once-a-day check-in. If you have to check-in, that's... That.
What exactly is the purpose of that?
Well, there's many purposes to it. It's mainly right, for...
I got to know.
All right, well, we're talking about something else. We'll get to it. Yeah, that's the big one. I'm glad you brought it up. It's kind of the elephant in the room at E3 is the fact that you have to sign in once every 24 hours or it's it won't
play games.
It's
the elephant in the room that Microsoft didn't address, so I'm super curious as to what it... actually accomplishes.
Prevents modding.
It's all to stop piracy. We know that, but it's very inconvenient for a lot of people.
Why?
But they didn't say
not
what
everyone
the...
has their things on all day, every day.
I mean,
it's not like they say that they're going
like
to send a guy
to
burn your house
license,
down if you don't sign
in. You don't need a license in a car.
And
man,
that's my other question. That's actually my other question is, what if you don't check in?
Do you have,
well, then
you
your game, no game works.
Yeah.
So then you have to just check in and then you're good again?
Yeah.
All right.
But check in, you have to sign to your profile pretty much, right?
But at this point, what they're assuming is that most of us will be using it for the cable, too. And when you turn on your cable box and watch some TV, that counts as checking in.
What's checking in, though? Like
just turning signing,
on,
just turning
on
the
your
Xbox,
just turning it on.
Yeah.
So how would you play the game without turning it on?
Exactly.
It so has to be if you had if your Wi-Fi was down, you only have 24 hours to play before you have to check in some capacity with Microsoft.
I get you.
That's, online.
Yeah. How the hell would they? That just seems crazy. How would they? If you couldn't get on the internet, right?
Right.
How would the system just turn out off?
If you're in an area with shitty Wi-Fi, or if you're a God forbid a soldier.
That's more than shitty Wi-Fi if you can't sign on for 24 hours at a time.
Oh, some places have shitty Wi-Fi.
I don't know anybody like
that. How does it even send a signal to the Xbox if there's no internet to get to it?
They probably just put your account on freeze until you sign in again. It's not a huge deal.
Oh, I get what you're saying. Oh, because you wouldn't be able to access the games. That makes sense. Because all the games are digital.
It's like you couldn't even play.
Yeah, all the games are going to be in a cloud system anyway.
Yeah,
so
you wouldn't be able to play it anyway unless you signed on.
Well, you can't play like a single player necessarily.
But you wouldn't be able to play a single player.
Normally, I don't even have my Xbox Live connected most of the time. Like, I wouldn't be able to play, say, you know, an Assassin's Creed game single player. I'd have to log in to Xbox, check in, then I'd be able to play my game.
That's the other thing. Do you have to have the Xbox Live account also?
Yeah.
At this point,
or can it be non-gold? Like, you know how when you don't have gold, you can still play silver?
No. You can have a silver account.
If you have silver accounts, it's checking?
Yeah. And the gold now, I'm expecting a price bump because they also announced that
they're... Stock up on the golds.
Well, what they're going to do is they're going to give you two free games each month.
Okay.
Just like PlayStation does now. PlayStation, for people who don't know it, I have PlayStation Gold and PlayStation... or premium, or whatever the hell
they give you
call
plus. They give you classics.
PlayStation Plus
gives you
pretty pretty recent games. Xbox for this month is giving you, I think it was Halo 3 and Assassin's Creed 2.
Which are pretty big titles, but you know
they're a little older.
Halo 3. We were talking about trying to set up a Halo 3 LAN party.
Yeah, well now we can do it for free because we all have it.
That's not bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the 24-hour thing. I don't know.
I mean, see it affecting me.
It doesn't.
Yeah, honestly, it's not going to affect me. Something inside me doesn't like it, but it's not going to affect me. There's not a point where my TV isn't on.
If it wants me to retina scan, then fuck that. But like, if it just like turn me on, you're good.
Right.
Like just it has to be cooked up to the internet, whatever. Then I'm fine. Like I don't care because the way it's working out anyway is it's going to be on a cloud based system, so. Like, whatever. It's going to be like my laptop. When my laptop's not fucking, you know, hook up the internet, it's pretty gay. Like,
right, I know. But I'd rather it like an iTunes thing where I download the thing and then, like, you know, I go about my business for the day.
But they're afraid of all the piracy bullshit. That's all
you can't blame them.
I'm saying I know for a couple people in this room here have had modded Xbox.
But listen. For anyone who believes that this is about piracy, it's not. It's totally about them getting upset about the turnaround that GameStop was having.
It's the NSA making them do it so that they can monitor everybody.
No.
Dude, well, I'm telling you, there's a huge market for pirated games.
Yeah, it's... Well...
It's them getting butthurt.
Both of them crush software developers. I mean, right. So...
Yo, I'll read right now from
this. This is all a very large roundabout way, as far as I'm concerned, to... I mean, get a piece of that.
I mean, it's not really greedy on Microsoft's part. You know, I mean, it's the software developers that don't. They cost so much money to make these games.
Yeah, look, I got this.
Well, that's actually going to be a thing. Like, it's not Xbox that's dictating whether you can resell or trade games. They're leaving it up to the publishers themselves, which came as a surprise to a lot of publishers, according to what I read.
Oh, really?
Yo, dude, like right here, was it GameStop sent me that email? I pull it up now, finally, but it says trade in and resell your disc-based games. It says, today some gamers choose to sell their old disc-based games back for cash and credit. We designed Xbox One so game publishers can enable you to trade in your games at participating retailers. Xbox does not charge a platform fee to retailers, publishers, or consumers for enabling transfer of these games. So right there, I mean, it's not that Xbox is a ball butthurt over the fact that people are making a couple bucks on the resale of these things. It's they're just trying to really get rid of the pirates that are out there.
I think it's gonna be a fluid thing. I don't think Xbox. I think the press around this was so bad that they're now like backtracking and trying to find a way through it. You know, through all the
this was before, I got this email before E3.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Well,
it was post big announcement.
Yeah, because they've been talking about this for weeks.
That's where the bad press started.
Exactly.
The big show.
Yeah, but everyone jumps to conclusions. Like instead of instead of showing everything,
they made this whole used game thing an issue when it didn't need to be.
Yeah, but
that's why Sony is just kind of riding it, going like, we don't care.
Yeah, but the internet
play
has
games like you've always
a lot of people on the internet have big voices and they get like usually upset over like something that's like
stupid
insignificant.
Yeah.
Absolutely,
and they have no say in it most of the time.
Right. These
people won't even be buying an Xbox.
Something that I am excited about that they came out with since last episode that I'd like to talk about is that the Xbox is always online for some low capacity for those of us who have the Wi-Fi, which is 90% of America at least. It updates automatically, like I said, which is great. But then they're actually talking about games like probably Bungie Destiny. They didn't mention it by name, but
I heard that was a PlayStation game.
No,
I didn't hear anything about it on Xbox. They didn't.
I thought that was a PlayStation game too.
Destiny is?
I thought so. I thought that was the first Bungie game they did for a different
for both.
Maybe it's for both, but I thought that was on PS4.
Oh, that's the new game that
Destiny
is
somewhat
like,
yeah,
or,
big new title that
it's
Bungie's
not exclusive.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't
Hang
know
on,
what's
I'm
coming
looking
out for what platform?
But no, I'm not. I was just using Bungie Destiny as an example because that's one of those games where all of us can sign into the same world.
PS4 exclusive.
Okay, well, I'm still going to use that as an example.
Because I remember they announced Destiny right when PS4 announced PS4.
Right. Well, the games like Bungie Destiny, where we all know that you can sign into the same world as all of us.
Yeah.
They're saying Xbox, maybe like Brian and I will be able to sign in and we'll be defending a town and maybe someone will blow up the saloon like it's an Old West or something like that. And then Pete will sign in and not have to load the fact that we lost and the saloon is blown up. He'll just sign on and be like, what the fuck happened to the bar? Like, you know, so that's kind of fun with the low capacity, always online. I kind of like that.
I missed the bar already.
Right, right, I know.
But you would have missed the bar before. It just would have taken 15 minutes for the game to load.
Good point.
I think I almost see that as being addictive, because I'll be like, no, man, I built this bar.
I got you're never going to sign off. Work. You're always going to be playing.
Right.
I don't particularly care that my Xbox is going to be online, considering like my computer is online at all times. Like, I never take it off. Like, you know, same thing with my phone.
I can see poor people, like my poor families,
my tablet.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big thing.
Everything
keep
in mind,
poor family also shouldn't be buying $600.
They got bigger problems. They go get fucking food on the table before you start worrying about $500 systems. With,
keep in mind, too, we live in a high-density population area. All right, so we got internet at the wazoo.
My internet's not going to go any lower because of...
No, I go upstate. I have no internet.
Don't live in Vermont.
Not
like, I don't know what to tell
not
you.
For
like,
24-hour not... period.
People who live in Vermont like fucking...
Don't like Xbox?
No. Not really. They like skiing and like syrup.
Because every time
that
I go
is such
up,
a weird, gross.
Every time I go up there, I end up playing Xbox. So
yeah, but you
so bring
playing
an Xbox.
It. What if I can't get a good Wi-Fi signal?
You just bring the regular Xbox.
I'm so bringing the 360.
As long as you can sign in for 1 minute, you're good for every 24 hours.
Look, man, I don't live in Vermont in the boonies. Like.
Yeah, they tell everyone in Vermont they just
your
can't
phone.
Play Xbox or they got them.
So money. Hate on Google, too. Like, get better connection over there.
Guys, everyone's missing the point. There's no part of Vermont that people steadily live that you can't set up a Wi-Fi. I mean, people aren't buying Xbox 360s. Just don't buy one. If you don't have internet access, don't buy one, obviously. It's a system that needs internet. Just like if you don't have internet access, don't buy yourself a laptop. Don't buy yourself an iPad. Just don't
point,
do it.
The only point I'm trying to make is Xbox, Microsoft in general, with a lot of these policies, has just said, hey, let's make this as complex and unnecessary as possible.
It's making it completely uncomplex.
They are making it complex.
No. Once you get
but that, many, that's kind of what everybody says about progress in general. The railroad to the to the Wild
the
West.
Steam engine
yeah,
probably
steam
looked
engine
amazing
was a little more complex than the old Freddie Flintstone feet.
So. Version for you, by the way. You can tether it from your cell phone. So... I don't know how much it costs, but it's probably like $20 a month.
To do like a hotspot?
Yeah, create a hotspot.
Yeah, I guess that's going to be the solution.
If there's no, you know, internet over there.
All right, anyway, that's the Xbox One. Hopefully we shed some light on it. We you know, did a whole episode last week about it.
We clearly disagree, but make your own decisions.
Right.
I already bought that shit.
Right, agree with me.
Justin already bought the PS4.
Yep.
The next piece of news I'd like to go over is another system that we all... That we all must be feeling bad for right now, the Wii U.
Yeah.
There was a memo that went out this week to all Best Buys sent from corporate, and it leaked onto the internet. And the contents was telling all employees to pull 8-gig Wii U systems.
Is that the high-end one?
No, there's like a 32 gig, I think.
Yeah, I don't know.
I have the lower gig.
I haven't heard this.
Does it even need that much memory? Who even fucking... like? You know, as far as Nintendo goes,
They have an internet store. I have a couple games on it. Not on the Wii U. I still
have never
really
run
used
out of
it.
Space on any of my Nintendo systems.
Right. But anyway, that comes 1 week after a similar GameStop memo that was leaked onto the internet was found saying to pull all the same units, the 8 gig units, off the shelves because they were going to be discontinued.
Price discount.
Well, Nintendo came out and said that GameStop, the people who made that memo, misinterpreted what they were trying to do.
Sure, they did.
That they were just trying to restock things. I don't understand what they're doing, but they can't be discontinuing the 8 gig and keeping the 32 gig on a system that's not selling anyway, right?
Knowing Nintendo, they're just swinging wildly in the dark and hoping to get
but why wouldn't you discontinue? Why would you take the cheaper ones off the shelves?
Yeah, right.
Why? I don't understand that move unless there's a defect.
It's gotta
maybe
be,
it probably is a defect.
It's got to be some sort of sales figures thing that they're not moving any of the 8 gigs.
No, it's got to be the reverse, maybe. They're not moving any of the high-end ones.
Yeah, and maybe
also
they just
true.
Want...
Could be the,
only,
yeah, it could be the... inverse.
I don't know. I mean, that's...
It's like 32 gigs. That's fucking way more than I need. Just give
but
me
that, that's a pretty ballsy move if they're like, oh, you know what? We're not selling enough of anything. Let's take all the cheaper ones off and force people to buy the higher ones?
Yeah, I don't know.
I was thinking maybe a defect, but what kind of defect would be in an 8-gig one but that wouldn't be in the 32
gig? The defect where nobody wants one?
Yeah. No, they're being recalled, so maybe they're just going to recall them, put in more memory, and just only have a 32 gig.
Yeah, they're not throwing them in dumpsters. So.
I don't see them doing that unless
they're recalling them.
Well, the only other thing that I thought of was that the 32 gig was going to get a price drop. They were going to drop it down to the price of the 8 gig, and then they would take back the old 8 gigs rather than take a loss.
But you
on
made
them
all. I mean, why?
You could probably,
dude. Oh, you know, open 32. Yeah, you know what's going to find out? G Men, because eventually he's going to be a big fat slick deal.
Absolutely.
Where
as soon as that thing
like,
goes on sale for like $50,
8 gig Wii U's, $60 with a $20 rebate. Like.
All right, I just thought that was interesting. I don't know why they would. I can't think of any real cool.
I swear,
viable idea why they would take the lower end one.
I swear, I saw actually a discount on the price of the Wii U the other day.
The Wii U's not.
No, but why? Maybe that was why they discounted the price.
Don't go shopping for deals on the show's time.
No, yeah, he's pointing
I'm
at
curious
the...
now because I saw it. They pointed it out and maybe it dropped in price.
I'm
maybe,
just hearing
no,
Justin's inner monologue going.
I wonder how much that's.
You now. Yeah.
Well, you have a Wii U.
I'll
now.
Leave it in
I
the box
one.
For
dude,
6 months.
I have one. I don't own a game for it. I have a game that came with it.
See, I have the Wii and I can do anything I want with it and I never use it.
Right. Same thing with me.
My girlfriend just uses it to like get a little Wii Fit. I'm like, after I was done beating the Mario game. I never played it ever again.
I didn't even beat that game.
Well, Giant Shock and I actually had a conversation today about how I feel about the Mario games at this point. So,
I used to love Mario games, like 64 Mario. The game was the greatest game ever.
I don't want to get into it too hard, but I was telling him that the Mario games are almost like the Ninja Turtles at this point. I associate them with my childhood. They don't grow up with me. They didn't grow up with me.
They're still back there.
If you popped
still,
on 64 version, you'd probably play it.
They're still
right,
fun.
But they're still back there.
They're nothing
you know?
I seek out
right.
anymore.
Anyway, moving on. The Assassin's Creed creator, I hope I'm saying this right. Actually, I don't care if I'm saying it right. His name's Patrice
O'Neill.
My letters.
I know. DeSiltes?
Yeah, whatever, that guy.
Yeah, DeSiltes. He's suing Ubisoft for wrongful termination. 400,000 claims.
That's not
okay.
much.
They should just settle and be done with it.
Yeah. What's his actual claim?
Well, back in January, Ubisoft bought THQ Montreal when THQ was going under.
Mm-hmm.
And they are the studio that is responsible for the Assassin's Creed. the Assassin's Creed franchise.
Yeah, I think I heard about this.
And under the old deal with THQ Montreal, Patrice had full creative control over the franchise. Mm-hmm. And he was doing great. I think we all agree with that.
Yeah.
Ubisoft came in and gave him a boss.
Right.
And they said that he was very unresponsive to that. They said everyone
else...
They
need a boss.
Yeah. They said everyone else jumped on board while he didn't, and they terminated him.
Now, was this before or after the third game?
Well, which ones did they do?
After,
did they
this
do
just
the...
happened. He just got fired.
Okay.
Which ones did he do? Did he do
all
like...
of them to date?
No, because don't they switch studios every year of the year?
All of them with that particular studio with THQ Montreal. He did.
Hasn't Ubisoft owned them for a while? Or...
No, Ubisoft does, but they have two different other studios that do.
They didn't do the first.
They didn't own the particular developer.
Oh, so they just
or a studio that did it.
They kind of and the studio that did it.
Mm-hmm.
They then bought out when they were going under. I got
right. THQ went under and they bought it out. Anyway,
Roz, can you help Pete with his beer?
Yeah, yeah. He can't open it. I'm watching him bite it.
We don't have a bottle opener.
Anyway, what do you guys think about that? Do you guys think he's got a legit case?
For $400,000, I mean, you're a multi-million dollar entity. Just pay the man his money. Or settle out. Just give him,
half. He made them more money than he's going to cost.
Just or give him like $300,000 and just settle out of court. Be like, hey, look, you want $400,000, here's $300,000, just leave us alone.
Yeah,
that's not a bad idea.
I'm guessing this is also like as they decided to do an Assassin's Creed a year kind of thing, that wasn't his decision.
Yeah, he probably didn't want to share the glory.
Well, I mean, for a guy like that who led a studio like that, like he's probably already been asked to lead another, studio.
I'm sure he's not hurting.
Nah, like he'll be fine. I think he's just peeved. He's just
butthurt about it.
Yeah, he's just upset that was his show. He was running it. Then they probably just bought in a suit to just be like check up on him, and he was like got too arrogant. Probably was just like, I am. I'm not going to do this. Yeah, I'm a French Canadian, and they're like,
I'm Patrice.
Yeah, Patrice. Right.
Was that their only game, or did they have other?
No, they had other game.
Ubisoft, the TH,
particularly that studio,
yeah,
the Montreal studio.
Yeah, I don't think they handled the wrestling games or anything.
Well, no, THQ went under, then they sold the Ubisoft picked it up.
No, I mean like THQ made all the wrestling games, right?
Yeah, but they had THQ and THQ Montreal.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
So this guy was the president of THQ, or he was the lead developer on
of Assassin's Creed only. Okay, right.
So
anyway, all right, so that's the news. We're going to move on to something. Now, E3 happened, but it only happened yesterday, so I didn't really have time. Believe it or not, we don't have a staff here.
Yeah, it's quite the rabbit hole to go down, too.
Right, so we're going to really, really go into it next week. This week, I did obviously want to touch on it, so I have a section I created called On the Horizon, where we just discuss games that are coming out that we saw that are particularly cool. Really not the stats of the systems or anything that we saw. We kind of got into that with the Xbox. And PlayStation 4 didn't really come out with anything really new that they're going to do stats-wise.
Can we take that out of the room?
That was old. Teddy's going nuts.
Ted's talking.
We have a lot of crap in the studios here. And we have Ted from the movie Ted, a talking teddy bear. And I guess his batteries are going out. So he just keeps on talking.
Now, I want to beg to differ with something you just said, how PS4 didn't bring anything.
No, they didn't. They just hated on the Xbox.
No, I disagree. I think they came with just as much as Xbox.
Well, we'll talk about it.
Xbox brought
it next week.
Cool titles, but I think PS3 brought just as much.
That was a long run.
I was more excited about the games. So anyway,
that's what I'm talking about, the game releases.
Number one, Killer Instinct's coming back.
Platforms? No, Xbox
exclusive.
And I think it's cool because we talked about it a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
On how we would like to see that kind of title resurrected. I watched the gameplay videos.
Yeah.
I gotta say, I'm not totally impressed.
No, neither was I.
It looks like it wants to be Street Fighter 4, but a sloppy version.
I was really hoping for a little grittier something.
No, it's very cartoony.
I know.
When's it coming out?
To be announced. All these games are going to be
announced.
They
haven't given us much. I only saw maybe one or two of the videos. I saw the Jago video.
Okay.
And the official announcement didn't give us anything except for a logo. But yeah, it looks really silly.
Yeah, it kind of looks like they're just coming out with another one, and they could have came out with it in the 90s.
Yeah, and it all they showed was you could do a 500-hit combo. That's just looks kind of ridiculous nowadays.
Is it Rareware?
Yeah, Rare.
They came back, they dusted them off?
Well, Xbox owns Rare now.
Oh, they do?
So they're just,
is that why they got like Bonkers, Conkers, whatever?
Conkers and all that. And yeah, that's why they're kind of moving forward with properties they haven't done in a while.
Well, anyway, I was just shooting that out there, obviously, because we mentioned it before. But yeah, it didn't wow me. Another game that's coming out, Call of Duty, we all know.
That comes out yearly, though.
I know. But this is coming out for the new systems, and in this one, you actually have a German Shepherd. I might actually care about the first
that was announced at the Xbox One launch.
I notoriously, I don't care about the single player too much in Call of Duty. It's never really that beefy.
I don't think anybody really does.
This one seems cool, where you carry around your German Shepherd, and they showed some some gameplay footage about it, and you can become the dog and sneak up on people, take a leg out,
it's been done.
Yeah.
I played Fable 2.
It looks cooler than any other Call of Duty.
I didn't really care about the gameplay. Single player mode. It's all about the multiplayer.
And I think this is their chance. They haven't showed any, as far as I've seen, multiplayer.
I don't want to say that it's a broad thing, but I definitely want to say that one of our boys, Ant Blades, was obsessed with the story mode. And he was like, I cried when Soap McTavish died.
Soap McTavish never died.
No, Soap didn't die.
What was the character that did die in the fucking first one?
Nobody cared about his
name. I don't know. I don't play the goddamn.
The guy who died in the nuke.
With the nuke?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember the guy's
name.
No,
nobody gave a shit. That was back when the storyline was actually kind of something unique. Until now it's just like, you can breeze through it in about a day. And then you just jump on to multiplayer.
Right. I don't know. I just thought it was interesting that they added it.
Is that the big thing they said they added for at least the single player?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
That's about it.
Is it going to be released on 360 and...
it'll be multi-platform.
Yeah, that'd be
360 first. It's coming out with, or not 360.
Xbox One.
Yeah. So wait, but no, it's just going to be Xbox One, not 360.
No, they're going to release that shit on every system.
All four systems.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Multi-platform. That's too big a title to limit.
That's gonna be like just like all the sport games are gonna be like.
Also, I don't think they're using a new engine, so it's gonna be a very easy go back.
Yeah. Well, how long do you think they're gonna be before they just cut off the 360 games?
Not for a while.
Xbox said not for a while.
No, in fact, they announced at E3 more 360 games than Xbox One games. Like, well, the list for 360 is pretty expansive still.
Well, just like any new system.
Yeah, it takes you like a good year or so to wean you off the old system.
Well, I think with these...
They're still making PS2 games, right?
Nah, yeah, the you want to, because the voltage is just good enough for cars. It doesn't fuck with...
Yeah, you get like some racing games.
I have one in my car. Everyone knows
I'm saying like literal
cars. Oh, like actually to put in your dash?
Yeah, I have one in my vehicle.
You can't put a larger system in because the voltage...
Takes too much.
Anything over my PS2, you can't put in.
That's pretty funny, actually.
Yeah.
They got like Madden 13 on PlayStation 2.
They still make like titles like that, like Universal titles? They still make them for the...
I just have fighters so I can sit in the back of my car and fight people. That's it. Anyway, on to a game I'm really excited about. Speaking of Call of Duty, Titanfall.
Titanfall.
That game.
That looks awesome.
For people who don't know it, I'll give it a real brief history. Titanfall is made by Respawn Studios, which is a studio that was founded by the two guys that pretty much invented Modern Warfare, Call of Duty Modern Warfare. And
like Adolf Hitler and Winston Churchill? And...
No. Anyway, they got fired for dubious reasons. They, you know, the...
Probably asking for too much money.
Well, Infinity Ward said that they were trying to recruit people for the studio they were going to start anyway, and they said that they were promised a certain cut of each game, but there was something in their contract where if they got fired, they wouldn't get it. So, whatever, they're coming back, and you know what? It looks like they're going to kick a little Call of Duty ass.
No, this game looks pretty badass.
Mm-hmm. This actually looks kind of like where they were probably thinking of bringing Call of Duty.
This looks like... what was the last one? Black Ops 2 with the kind of future war?
It looks like Call of Duty Future Ops.
Exactly.
Is what it looks like. Well,
with jetpacks and giant robots.
With Black Ops, they're like the whole futuristic thing didn't feel very futuristic. Like, when I saw that game, I was like, damn, that looks like, you know, a sweet sci-fi movie.
Yeah, for people who didn't see it, it's a first-person shooter, and it's got a combination of regular troops, which they call pilots, and mechs, which are not like these giant ones that you see in, like, Halo or something, but, like, pretty solid.
About that size. They're about the Halo ones.
They're bigger than the ones from Gears. They're smaller than the ones from
Pacific Rim.
They're
not super clunky. They don't move like...
No, they're quick. And they fight like motherfuckers.
They seem like... Well, it's a pretty popular movie. I think I can make the comparison. In Iron Man 1, the other guy, the bald guy, Jeff Daniels.
The Ironmonger.
Yeah. It's kind of that size. And
bigger.
It looks a lot of fun, man.
It looks awesome.
It's like the Avatar.
Now, here's the thing I'm curious about. Is this a... I couldn't glean a lot from the presentation, but they made it sound like it's strictly multiplayer.
Oh, that single player, though?
What I showed you, the trailer, that was just gameplay. It was kind of unclear what it was.
That was definitely a multiplayer game. They were playing like a capture a position type thing.
They were definitely showing the multiplayer.
And there was points.
They said that it's a multiplayer game with story weaved
built into it.
There are very few games that go out just multiplayer.
Whatever.
You
like they
the,
should.
Well, that was one of your favorite games. Did Shadowrun did that. Just strictly a multiplayer
game. And it hurts me to this day that they did not come out with a single player mode, because I think I would have seen sequels.
Game
to
wasn't
that
a
game.
Financial success because of that.
But
now that's
not because of that. I didn't hear about that title.
It was fun. Everyone had fun playing it. It just didn't have enough. You didn't have a connection to the characters.
Yeah, there was no world.
I never had a connection to any of the characters I ever was.
I have no connection to Master Chief, and I played every Halo. Like,
but plenty of us do have. I mean,
yeah, I have a connection to Master Chief, but I never really played the single.
Some
player.
Of us.
Some people
Phoenix, like to get
you don't or Cole. You don't have a well. Cole.
No,
really
that's a different game. You get
that's
down dirty in that game. You chainsaw people up. Like,
oh no, I meant Cole from Cole McGrath from
Infamous.
Oh, I never.
Yeah, that's does it have
but
like
that's
a
single player game. Yeah, I was just throwing out there.
Oh yeah, aren't they making that multiplayer?
It looks great.
It's not multiplayer exclusive, right? That's obviously
no. There's very very few games that are
multiplayer type thing.
I don't know. That's a good question. You're right. I didn't see any single player with that.
I mean, why not though? Can you imagine if you invested all your resources into a multiplayer game and how awesome you can make it?
Like, yeah, talk to the producers of Shadowrun. Ask them how that went.
I would be shocked if there wasn't a story mode. Like, it might not be that expansive, but I'd be shocked if there
wasn't. Now, that's exactly what I'm saying. They said it weaves in. Like, it's a multiplayer game within an online world there's a story, I want to see how they pull that off. Is it going to be like you jump into other people's games?
Or is it going to be like a Warcraft thing almost?
I'm curious to see how they're going to pull this off.
Now, let me ask you guys, what is that the game you guys were most excited about? I know.
Yeah.
That's what Giant Shock
It's up there. It's up there on the list, but it's not. I mean, there's too many familiar names to not get excited about some of them.
Yeah, but that was, I forget familiar names. I want to see new stuff, and that was like the game where I was like, I have not played a game like this.
Well, I'm still more excited about Watch Dogs.
Okay, Watch Dogs is number two for me. Number one, does anyone want to know number one?
I'm
going to
go ahead and say Kingdom Hearts.
No. It's not going to be Kingdom Hearts because that's going to be the one I'm most excited about next year at E3 because that game's not coming out for a very long time. No. It feels like PlayStation or Square Enix just threw it out there. Hey, guys, guess what we're going to do at some point?
Here's a screenshot of a beach.
Yeah.
He was going to announce something else and then just drew a picture of Mickey in his notebook. He was like, Kingdom Hearts 3.
Right.
No, I'm just curious with all of Disney's new properties. Are they trying to like work in Star Wars and Marvel?
Oh, I'm sure they will. That would be so
that would
epic.
Be amazing.
That would be epic. But at the same time, it felt you're right.
A
Keyblade like
lightsaber. That would
be
sick.
It felt like it was someone's YouTube video that they just stole and put on E3. Like,
yeah, that's exactly what it felt like. Or it felt like he was just standing up there and he was going to announce the next Final Fantasy failure, and he was looking out at the crowd and he was just counting the number of Kingdom Hearts T-shirts, and he's like, you know what?
There's a lot of guys dressed as Sora.
This is Kingdom Hearts 6 coming out for you next year. Yeah, they need to definitely have maybe a little Robert Downey Jr.'s Iron Man talking like Mickey and Goofy. I mean, that'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah, dude, if I would have saw that more of the preview, that would have been the one I was most excited about. But actually, just progressively wise in gaming, I'm most excited about Battlefield.
Battlefield looked awesome.
It looks cool.
The graphics look like a straight up
when
movie.
They showed the multiplayer component taking down an entire building.
They've always been able to do that.
I know, but the graphics look sweet.
Not the steel, but you've always.
And 64 player multiplayer? That looks awesome.
That's cooler than that shit sounds.
Well,
didn't you step 32? I never played the other one. I never opened it. But
I played it a lot, and what was cool about it was like capture the flag. You didn't have to worry about the two entrances or whatnot because you could blow a hole in the wall and then totally go in there. The graphics I was blown away by. I thought that it looked like a movie.
It looked like Uncharted. It looked like Uncharted meets like Call of Duty or something like that.
The thing that I was most excited about, which I'm not sure if you guys saw the video, they have something. I don't know even how it works, but they have a you play along with a tablet. Like, they had an iPad there, and the iPad actually had a real-time, in the multiplayer, map overhead of where your guys were, and it was called the General Tablet.
That seems annoying, though.
Yeah.
But no, there's a general, I guess, maybe to your team that can go, hey, see, go over to... Hey. I mean, it's very Ender's Game-ish.
That was actually making me laugh during their demo because they were talking a little too military official.
A little too much because we all know in the real world it's going to be like, hey, dickface, what are you doing over by the beach? I told you to go over there.
They were like, report, squadron leader, on the position of the enemy, sending reinforcements your way.
It's not going to
happen. There's some dipshits behind the building.
There's a guy on your left.
But it's the first time that I've even seen that thrown in there. That's why I was so excited about it because it could work on many levels anywhere else. And it was cool.
Wasn't that the point of like the PSP or wasn't one of those things? Was that the Wii U?
The newest, the Wii U and the newest PS Vita with that touchscreen on the back. Yeah. None of it has been able to do it that well, but the iPad app got me excited over what could happen.
Yeah.
Maybe picking plays with football where people, I mean, they did that with the Dreamcast. It was pretty cool.
That wasn't that cool.
It will be cool. It could be cool if you can make your own play, draw it on the iPad. Pretty cool.
I would like that personally. I hate having to change all my.
For those of us who can think outside the box, it would be cool.
No, I mean, I guess it's cool that you could do that, but I mean, if actually when you started doing it,
it was it would revolutionize the Madden.
I think you're supposed to be able to do that on Vita or one of those. I've seen before Madden. Exclusively like that.
I haven't seen anything like that.
Would revolutionize Madden or just to change the game a little bit? Yeah, they never change it. They never change that game.
Yeah.
Like, you could have not played it from like 2000 and you could pick it up right now and it's fucking the same game.
Did you watch any of the EA Sports presentation?
No.
Because they were talking a big game.
About FIFA,
I wasn't excited about
FIFA,
any of it.
About NBA Live.
With the different feet moving,
NBA Live's
a different ball.
NBA Live's a dead entity.
I thought that's what it was, NBA 11.
NBA 2K.
Resurrected.
Maybe?
It wasn't 2K.
Oh, they're resurrecting it?
Yeah.
And then the resurrect, because it's been dead for like 3 or 4 years.
I think it's resurrected, and that's where they were talking about the insane ball. The dribbling is now a function in the game. Like
the ball itself, before it was just animations. Like if your character had the ball, there was a certain amount of animations of him dribbling. The ball is going to be its own entity now.
Yeah, now it's separate from your player.
They were saying it's crazy. I was listening to how like the ball has a different weight. They realized like their calculations were off, and like real balls, the way they fly and things like that, the fixes of it are off by like 20%.
Yeah.
So right. They completely readjusted the weight of the ball in the game, and now like it goes into much more like realistic physics. Like
yeah. They said it was a lot of physics based stuff.
And sounds like lies.
But the point I was bringing up was they were also talking big game about Madden. I'm not a sports guy. I didn't know what the fuck they were talking about.
They're talking a big game out Madden, and then FIFA's
and then
Well, they did a big FIFA presentation too.
FIFA every year that whoever what EA con, sorry whatever EA
whatever
team
EA
does that.
Con?
There's some European guys.
No, I think they're probably Canadian
maybe
or something like
Canadian.
That. But they do.
I would almost guarantee you they're European. A European office.
Well, outside
European.
This country, that's the biggest sport.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. But. They do a great job every year. They change that game. It's almost like playing a different game every year.
It is totally different. And the last game I just want to touch on, if anyone watched the Metal Gear stuff.
Kiefer Sutherland.
It looks good.
That explains why they got rid of that other guy.
Big Boss is back finally. I mean, some incarnation.
Throwback
of,
game.
Yeah.
I loved Snake Eater. Number 3. And that was Big Boss.
It was
Boss.
Probably the best one, right?
Yeah. Well, my
favorite.
Personal favorite, too.
I like the promo. I never liked the old ones with all the sneaking. I think I've said that before, actually.
This one's definitely sneaking. They said that it's going to be
the biggest.
But it looked kind of
cool with it.
Well, he was
faster and everything.
I mean, there's so much focus on him riding a horse. I didn't know why that was a big deal.
I skipped right through that.
I don't care about that. I just care about it being the biggest expansive world that it's been and multiple ways of sneaking.
And an odd move, switching from PlayStation to Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
That series.
Dead Rising 3 or...
Dead Rising 3, I saw too.
I never played the
never
first two.
I never really cared about
those.
I never played the first two, but this one looks cool.
They're not great.
No, they all look cool.
Really?
They're fun. What I liked about it was it showed kind of the processing power of the new system where you could have just seas of zombies. Like
hordes.
Non-stop
like,
hordes. More than you've ever seen. But it's going to be the same kind of bullshit as the last games where it's just that all the time, no matter how many you kill or...
See, my problem was there was no payoff for killing a zombie.
Really?
Exactly.
And it kind of did look like that.
In the trailer, they're like, you can make any weapon you want. And then they show the guy picking up a shotgun. You're like, you're not going to give us an example?
You can call it napalm.
Well, like I said, you never had the time. The time limit was a big deal. You never had the time to explore the different wacky weapons you could build.
I hope they adjust that stupid time.
And you know what? Give me... I'm not one to use codes at all to beat a game. Yeah. I always beat things on the hardest level it can because I just like that challenge. Give me a code where that goddamn weapon doesn't run out. I'm not going to run to the sports store, run to the CVS, run all the way across the block to for whatever, tampons or whatever. I got to strap to all this shit. And then have it hit 3 zombies and break.
How quickly does a steel, like a metal baseball bat, break? Or a piece of rebar?
Right.
It's like 4 hits? That never happens.
I know Brian's got a metal baseball bat sitting by the front door. It looks like he's about 20 years old.
What, so if somebody breaks in, they could just...
I don't know his function.
They have a weapon? All right, well, we've talked about enough about new games. We're going to get into familiar games right now. And that's because we're about to take a test.
Pop quiz, hotshot.
Am I the meanest?
So, yeah.
And I'm going to kick that son of a bitch Bison's ass so hard that the next Bison wannabe is going to feel it.
Quiz time.
I love that.
Yeah?
That's my favorite thing.
I love it too.
To me, it was a Tuesday.
Anyway, we're going to go into this week's quiz, and that's a famous quote from games throughout the ages. I mean, we did taglines, we've done a couple different things, but these are just quotes that kind of resonate. You know, there are plenty of quotes out there that resonate with everybody.
Sure.
The first round is going to be just famous quotes. It's probably going to be the easiest round. Second round is going to be funny quotes. That have and this is all kind of personal to me because there are games
are
I remember
game character
no naming the game if you want to throw out the character and just showboat a little bit.
Okay,
Enzo dance.
And then the third one's going to be ones that I always found inspirational from games that I played.
Inspiration, cool.
Right, and then the last one is by far one of the bonus question I'm just going to say it now, is by far one of the greatest speeches that I've ever heard in a video game. And I'm going to say it, and as soon as you can tell me what video game it's from, I don't even know if any of you played it. But I remembered it. I looked it up. It was good.
Okay.
Okay?
Curious.
All right, anyway, round one, pretty famous quotes.
You raise your hand to buzz in, Jason. Okay.
Raise your hand to buzz in.
I don't think I'm going to be good at
this. The round one, everyone's going to be good at. It's dangerous to go alone. Take this. Again, everyone's hands are shooting up, but what we're gonna do is wait 5 seconds for other people to answer. Max did it first.
Legend of Zelda.
You got it.
Which one was that from?
Didn't even
the first one. Okay. Number two. By the way, I keep the sounds on my iPhone, and I don't have my phone on me right now. So
that's fine.
We're not going to get any happy sounds. Anyway, number two. He's heating up. We're going to wait a second.
NBA Jam.
You got it, brother.
Yeah.
I'll try and say it like it was said. This round, by the way, has 6 questions. Third one. I should see a lot of hands for this one. Would you kindly, Max Barracuda?
BioShock.
You got it.
Never played it.
So okay, the fourth one I know everyone has probably played, although you might not remember the quote. It's one of the most hated quotes in the game. You have died of diphtheria.
Oh. This is on like a 1-2
Max.
Oregon Trail.
Oregon Trail.
Diphtheria?
It's not the fucking
I think
disease.
I think you mean dysentery. Yeah.
Whatever it was. Okay. No, it was diphtheria.
That's hysterical.
Diphtheria is not a thing.
Okay. Sorry, doctor.
It's not a thing. It's not a disease.
The important thing is we all still raise our hands.
Right. You all know. Stop whining. Number five. Kiltacular.
Oh, I know that.
This is my territory. Halo.
Halo, there you go. There you go, G-Man. Yeah, that was just one of the first times. I mean, they really got wacky with some. Kilimanjaro, and what were the other ones? Killianair was the one where you killed 10 people within 4 seconds. That was pretty good.
Besides for YouTube clips, I never got that far with it.
You never get a Kiltacular?
I've got a Kiltacular. Right. I've never gotten like
Killianair is very hard.
11.
Killnado.
All right. And the last two are my... I'm going to put out there, and you'll see why. They're contradictory. War never changes. Giant shock.
Call of Duty?
No.
Bummer.
Okay. Nobody? Fallout 3.
That was the tagline?
It's like, well, quote? No, it's not the tagline.
That was a quote?
Yeah, like right in the beginning.
Dialogue in that game.
I was thinking more of like the tagline to the game, like, you know, like what they were saying.
No, it sounds like it, but no, it was like right in the beginning, War Never Changes.
That's a tough one because it's a dialogue-heavy game.
All right, the next one. War has changed.
Fallout 4.
Do I want to gamble?
Because I remember when I played this game, I was like, wait a second, that's not what the other game said. It just popped in my head.
Do we lose points if we buzz in?
Yeah, you're going to lose a point. Yeah.
Then fuck it.
All right, that was Metal Gear Solid 4.
Okay.
And
because I was going to say New
that
Vegas.
That was right in the beginning, too, and I remember hearing Snake say it, and I'd be like, wait a second, Snake, that's not what Fallout said. All right, so at the end of round one... Max has 3, G-Man has 2, and Giant Shock has his usual 0.
I won last time.
Right. He's right. I apologize. All right, moving on. I'm just transferring points. And moving on to funny quotes. Quotes that made me laugh out loud while I was playing.
Okay.
Number one. You're almost a Jill sandwich. Max Barracuda.
Resident
yeah,
Evil.
Yeah, I would have said that.
Right, yeah. That,
spoken by Barry Burton.
Yeah, Barry said it. That really personified the horror of the situation.
Just guessing, I would have went with that from the Jill.
Right. It was in that room where the ceiling's coming down.
I just remember Veronica. I just remember Veronica. No, first one.
Just like, I just remember Jill's being not in Veronica. Jill. Oh, it's no. Claire.
Claire's in Veronica.
I remember Claire, where she kept getting
smushed.
Yeah.
We spent 4 hours on that.
This is this next one is repeated throughout the franchise, but I always love it. This is my grandson. He's been your rival since you were a baby. What was his name again?
I'm going to make a guess.
Max Barracuda.
Is it Pokemon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, in Pokemon, you get to name yourself and your rival, but every time Professor Oak asks you that, or whatever professor at the time, it always made me laugh. This next one, again, comical to me. Oh, yeah. When was the last time the wind said hostiles to you? Max Barracuda again first.
That would be Gears.
Yep. Gears of War.
Which one?
Three.
One.
Is it one?
Yeah. One. I'm not. I already wrote down the points. So I'm gonna give it to you.
I just remember hearing that line over and
that's
over.
That's like one of the first things Baird
and
said
over and over again.
No, it was the first thing Dom said it. Dom and Marcus were down.
Baird.
It was definitely
Baird said it.
You guys are both wrong.
Point if you guess this.
You guys are both wrong.
I'm not wrong. It's Baird said that shit.
It was definitely Dom.
It wasn't. We'll check it out after. But it was definitely Baird.
It was Dom. I expect a written apology next episode. Number four. There's no use crying over every mistake.
Wait, time out. 1 second. You said the beginning of the game?
It was Dom. They went down into the Locust Hordes.
It's with the Theron Den. Guards.
Yeah, it's the first time the Theron Guards. Right, no, it wasn't.
Spared.
It wasn't. It was Marcus and Dom. Mm-hmm. Anyway, number four. There's no use crying over every mistake. You just keep on trying until you run out of cake. Max Barracuda again.
Portal.
Damn it.
Yep. GLaDOS and Pearl.
Great song, by the way.
Every time I want to guess, I don't do it.
Well, you were going to be right.
Still alive. I have it on my iTunes.
Yeah. This one I know you guys played because we've discussed it, but I'm not sure if anyone remembers the quote, and you could have not picked this guy up. It's an RPG, by the way. When I said Death Before Dishonor, I meant alphabetically.
Nothing.
No one? The character was HK-47, and he was in Knights of the Old Republic.
Didn't play it.
You could have picked him up in Tatooine. Okay, and the last one. For a funny quote that actually made me laugh. This for some reason, I was drinking when I was playing the game, but it made me laugh a lot. All right, let's go. What? You're nearly done? Are you cheating? Looking them up on the internet? Tell me.
I remember you telling me about this.
This sounds super familiar.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I remember it.
Giant Shock.
It's the Batman Arkham Asylum.
Riddler.
The Riddler.
Yeah. When. Yep. You got.
Oh, damn it.
When you get up to 90% done, yeah. He kind of breaks the fourth wall a little bit and says, "Are you looking them up on the internet?" I loved it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. All right. So. At the end of that round, we got Giant Shock with 1, G-Men with 2, Max with 7.
They were only with 1 in the second round?
Oh, no, you're right. Shit. How many did Max get right? Max got
most of them?
1, 2, 3, 4. So, yeah, he gets 4 more points. I don't know if that benefited you or not, Giant. Now Giant has 2. Max has 11.
I bet 2.
No, there's actual 3 rounds in this.
There's 3 rounds.
Oh.
So, this one is memorable quotes. Quotes that resonated with me personally. Okay.
Like memorable for Rise.
Right.
Yeah, put yourself in the Rise.
You gotta put yourself in my motif.
I'm awesome.
Then right. I am awesome. Thank you, Pete. Bonus point for Pete.
Yes.
Number one. Hope is what makes us strong. It's why we are here. It is what we fight with when all else is lost.
Ouch.
Kind of sounds like some Final Fantasy shit.
I feel like I've heard that.
It's something Japanese.
You're all wrong.
Yeah, I think it's like a fighting game.
Are you guys
like
done?
That's what Dalzim says when he loses every match.
Are you guys done?
Yeah.
God of War, Pandora said it at the end.
Of the first game?
No, number 3. When
I didn't play 3.
Oh, Kratos kills everyone. And Bummer. He's like, why am I still here? And it was just very poetic.
Like, we needed to make another game, bro.
All right.
They still did.
Number two, the closer you get to the light, the greater your shadow becomes.
Jeez, man. This is tough. I got nothing.
These are all poetic games. You're not going to find this in Mario Brothers, fellas.
It's funny because I was thinking Zelda.
You might find one in Zelda. I think I took a Zelda one off.
I have an idea, but I don't know. I don't think it's right.
The closer you get to the light, the greater my shadow becomes.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Kingdom Hearts?
Giant Shock? Or, I mean, G-Man? Kingdom Hearts was right.
There you go.
Three.
I was going to say, it sounds like some Disney shit.
3 points for him.
Was that Sephiroth? Who was that?
Like Peter Pan.
Sora said it. Oh, no. Somebody said it to Sora.
Yeah.
I forget who said it to Sora.
Sephiroth, I think, when you're fighting him. Which game was it?
Kingdom Hearts 1.
Did you fight Sephiroth at the end of Kingdom Hearts 1?
Yeah, but I think it was one of the Final Fantasy characters, so you guys weren't that off. I don't think it was Sephiroth. I think it was... it could have been Cloud.
Oh, you're right. It might have been... Well, I don't know.
Could have been Cloud or whoever. Moving on.
It was Peter Pan.
Number three. We all make choices, but in the end, our choices make us. This guy was like one of the most quotable guys in a game, by the way. So I chose one that was kind of ambiguous that you might not recognize for him. I'll throw out a hint. He was a villain in the game. Very quotable villain. No one.
I have a theory I'm not going for it.
Andrew Ryan, BioShock.
It wasn't my theory. I'm glad I didn't go with it.
Okay. Number four, the right man in the wrong place can make all the difference in the world.
The Joker when he killed Batman's family, I guess.
That's not a guess. Joker didn't kill Batman's family. That's not canon. That's all. God
damn. Oh, can you repeat that one more time?
The right man in the wrong place can make all the difference in the world.
I don't know.
You're right. These are all kind of
hard. These are tough.
G-Man said it in Half-Life 2. Anyone play Half-Life 2?
I thought you literally met Justin. I was like,
no, there's a character.
I was like, did you say that?
You mean like the Xbox
one? We all looked at him like,
no. It was.
How did you say it with your mind?
He was like, that's insightful, dude.
He was just very insightful when we were playing together. Number five, the last one before the epic speech, is if it is not found out, a lie becomes the truth. This is a game that I didn't realize you guys were going to do so poorly.
They're just memorable to you, motherfucker. Yeah. Like, these aren't memorable.
This is another one I think I have an idea, but I don't want to lose.
You probably don't. Raoud said it in Suikoden 2.
Oh, fuck that. I was like, that sounds awful. Assassin's Creed?
Suikoden 2? Rao?
Yeah. Nobody played Suikoden 2?
I don't even think that's a proper pronunciation. But
no, that's definitely the way you pronounce it, Suikoden.
Suikoden.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard of that game.
All right.
Epic speech time?
It's epic speech time. At the end of our game, Giant Shock has 2, G-Man has 5, and Max Barracuda has 11. You're going to be able to bet all your points on whether or not you're going to. I warn you, fellas, it's probably a game you didn't.
Yo, if we're going to bet points, it shouldn't be like a raise your hand thing. We should all just say it, and you should tell if we're right or not.
Okay. Right. I like it. So this was one of my favorite speeches of all time.
Well,
right in the beginning.
I bet 2.
Okay. You bet your 2, Giant? G-Man?
Well, I can't beat Pete, so I'm going to beat Cats automatically and take the bitch move and bet 1.
Wow.
You could lose. You could beat me if I get it right. So I could beat you if I get it right.
You tie me.
No, if you fucking bet 1, you get 4. It wrong.
I have 5.
He's got 5. He'll get 4.
That's bitch.
Right. Anyway.
Fine. I bet 0.
Bet 5.
All right. Max, what are we doing?
Do I get creative here?
All right, I'll bet 5.
I don't know.
I'll bet
11 or you're a bitch.
4-way tie?
Okay. You say
3-way
that every
tie? 3-way tie?
Yeah. What?
Every week you're just like, I bet 1.
Yeah, and every week I win.
No, you lost last week.
I would bet 7 if I was you. So
you lost last week?
Go down to 4.
I lost 1 in like 10.
It's going to be
I'm
a hard
okay
one,
with
though.
My record.
It's going to be a hard 2. One. I don't care what you guys lost. All let's right. go. Max?
Let's go with, I got 11.
Yeah.
You got 5.
Which?
I bet 5 for the hell of
it. If he gets it now.
Wait, can you not bet 0?
You can bet 0 if you want.
I'm
going to
do 1.
Say it.
All right, do 1.
Bitch.
Oh, it's like a tie.
Anyway.
I could tie.
Because I just want to be Brian.
Anyway.
Talking shit.
You'd have beat me if you.
This was a game. It's probably 10 years old. It starts off, and the guy goes, "An elderly man was sitting alone on a dark path. Right, he wasn't certain of which direction to go, and he'd forgotten both where he was traveling and who he was. He sat down for a moment to rest his weary legs, and suddenly looked up to see an elderly woman before him. She grinned toothlessly and with a cackle spoke, 'Now your third wish. What will it be?' 'Third wish?' The man was baffled. 'How can it be a third wish if I haven't had my first and second wish?' She goes, 'You've had your first two wishes already. But your second wish was for me to return everything the way it was before you had made your first wish. That's why you remember nothing, because everything was the way it was before you made any wishes.' She cackled at the poor Burke. 'So it is that you have one wish left.' 'All right,' said the man. 'I don't believe this, but there's no harm in wishing this. I wish to know who I am.' 'Funny,' the old woman said as she granted the wish and disappeared forever. 'That was your first wish.'"
Wow.
It was good, right? Deep. Dude, when I play the game, I was like, that's my quote.
I'm saying more wow. What the fuck game is that?
Mm-hmm. One of my all-time favorite stories out of a game. One of the times I paused it and I was like, wait a sec.
Can you just give us a hint on what era of gaming this is?
1999 it came out.
All right.
99. It's funny, when you said 10 years ago, I was thinking like old school, then I realized it's not even that old school.
Okay, well, I guess it was 14.
Well, no, I meant
right.
When you said 10 years ago, I was thinking, oh, like SNES type thing, and then I think around 99, you probably had.
You're much older than you think you are, Gina.
Exactly. That's what I'm implying. 10 years Giant ago, we shot. Had Xbox and everything.
You got to guess.
Well, I am just going to take a shot in the dark. Final Fantasy?
Negative.
Well, that was going to be
my guess.
Well,
no, you can't say no.
Yeah, oh, my bad. Is that going to be your guess?
Not anymore.
It's going to be mine, too, actually.
Giant Shock, second guess.
Well, let them go first this
time. I'm not going to say no this time.
Well, I got to think of another game.
All right.
I don't know. Metal Gear Solid.
That was actually my second guess.
You can still guess it.
Yeah, let's do it.
I'm sure it's not a Final Fantasy.
This is taking way too long.
All right, fucking Metal Gear Solid.
Planescape Torment. Anyone ever played?
Never even played it.
It was huge. It was Game of the Year, 1999.
I know, but I wasn't that concerned about Game of the Years back in senior year of high school.
Oh, I was. The premise is you are the man with no name, and you have lived multiple lives, and it's a great RPG. You're all around. It's world famous for being able to talk to people before you fight, so you can actually get through the game without really ever having to fight anyone if you choose.
Sounds
right.
Sounds like a snooze fest.
So is that the end of the game?
No. What it was that's kind of what happened to the guy.
But he knows his name. It wasn't his third wish to know his name.
Yeah, and then...
Don't prolong
it. No.
What
was cool about it was that was a story that one of your guys told you, and you find out that it's about you.
Oh, okay.
But you actually pick up these people, just like in any RPG, but these people have known you in past incarnations, and they like talk to you familiarly, and you're like, I don't know who you are. And they're like, oh, you don't remember you were a sailor? And he's like, no. And then like, oh, you know, your third life, you were like a cat. Or you were never a cat, but whatever. It was a cool game. It was a cool game, cool concept, great speech.
What was the name of that game? What was that?
Planescape Tournament.
Anybody watch Alphas?
Or Torment.
No. Did anybody watch Alphas?
No.
There was a character on that whose like ability was like, she'd lose her memory every 24 hours, but she could like, absorb everyone else's memory or something like that.
So
she could absorb everything, but she'd always lose her memory of 24 hours, so she didn't know who she was. So okay. People would see her and they'd know her and they'd use her for like their purposes. Because she could ability to absorb everything, but because of that, she'd forget her entire memory every 24
hours. Thank you, James. All
right, we're good now.
I understand. She lost her memory. All right, so that was a history of gaming, if you would. Right now, we're going to launch into another history of gaming.
History of gaming!
And this is Pete's section, so if anybody has to pee or anything, just leave your podcast rolling.
I won't do it if you don't want
to. No, Pete, you know I love it. I knew you would say that, too.
I know you split up through that joke at the start.
I have to pee.
Well, look, show a little respect for the game winner, okay?
Okay. You're right. You're right. Number one.
All right. So I asked you guys which title you wanted me to do this week, and Resident Evil was the consensus.
Everyone's going to
dude,
die.
Dude, that's, yeah, that's an epic history.
All right. So I got a few things here. Little points. All right. Resident Evil, known as Biohazard in Japan, created by Shinji Mikami in 1996 for the Sony PlayStation. Originally, they thought this was going to be a little small niche project for the developers where they could create the game for their own fun. And instead, it went on to sell over 5 million copies and introduce the term survival horror into gaming, so it tended to keep going. Names changed to Resident Evil in North America because Capcom couldn't trademark the name Biohazard in the West due to the ban of the same name.
Really?
Yeah.
They kept that from being Biohazard?
That, and there was an MS-DOS program. Named Biohazard that they also couldn't get around. So they had an internal competition at Capcom, and since the first game took place in a mansion, they chose Resident Evil. Years and years later, series creator Mikami was quoted saying that he thought the American name was, quote, stupid. Not gonna lie, Resident Evil kind of doesn't make sense when you think of the name. Especially
it was kind of cool, though.
Nowadays.
Can you imagine if it started off, instead of being like Resident Evil, it was like Biohazard.
Biohazard. The first Resident Evil was originally designed to be a first-person shooter, and that concept changed when the developers became influenced by the Alone in the Dark game, the original Alone in the Dark. And Mikami said that it was the first-person shooter was so deeply flawed that they threw it in the garbage and restarted it into the third-person fixed-camera view. And one of Resident Evil's lead protagonists in the first game, Jill Valentine, was voted as the sexiest game character by AustralianNews.com.
Creepy.
It's like, who asked them?
Yeah. To me, I got to disagree with that. But
Tomb Raider bitch.
This is right before she... No, I didn't even like Lara Croft, personally.
No, but that, like, I thought that was like a worldwide like.
Consensus. Look, if you want to go all mainstream, I like my girls a little indie. You know? Resident Evil 2. Development on the game started 1 month after the release of the first game, because they were trying to pump out a sequel as soon as possible. But the game was...
You've never seen that before.
Yeah, I know. A cash grab by a video game company? No. Before the game was released, Capcom decided that it was no good, and they made the tough choice to cancel the game and start over. That's something you don't see anymore. Is it right before a game's about to be released, if it's kind of shitty, they never pull the plug on it.
No, just change the name.
Yeah.
No, I was going to say, I remember there was a big gap between the first and the second one.
And the original version of Resident Evil 2 became known as Resident Evil 1.5, which I don't know if they've ever released, but...
They released that on some...
I think it was
entity,
like...
Because I remember that them saying Resident Evil 1.5, and it was in the stores and shit.
Yeah, I think it was tacked on to something else, maybe like Resident Evil 3 or something. They threw it in there. But it had several major differences, including no Claire Redfield. Instead, it was Elsa Walker.
Old lady? Like,
no, she was a biker chick.
Essentially Claire Redfield.
I actually didn't play this one, I don't think.
No, this one never officially came out. It's not canon or anything. Okay. Characters had battle damage. If you were attacked by zombies, your clothes would rip. You'd get bloody.
Or like that.
And it also had a more definitive ending that would have completely concluded the franchise. And they couldn't have that, of course. So eventually they redid it, made Resident Evil 2 as we know it, and Claire Redfield made her appearance, and she always wore that like red biker jacket, like a vest. Both Resident Evil 2 and Code Veronica have Queen references from the band Queen on the jacket. In Resident Evil 2 it says Made in Heaven, in Code Veronica it says Let Me Live, both Queen songs. So a little nod.
I think after I was knee-deep in zombies, I'd change it to Let Me Live also.
Yeah, right.
Nice.
Seems more appropriate. Another Resident Evil 2 thing. If you make it to the police station without picking up any items, you will encounter a unique zombie, and it's the zombie of the helicopter pilot from the first game, Brad Vickers.
I remember that.
Yeah. If you kill him, you get a key that unlocks a locker in the police station where you get alternate costumes and guns. But it's interesting because Brad survived... Number one.
He took off like a bitch.
He took off like a bitch. But he comes back for you at the end. And it wasn't until Resident Evil 3 that we found out what happened to him, where you see the nemesis fucking drill him through the head with a tentacle.
Oh, yeah.
So it was like they kind of had a feeling where they were going with 3 when they made 2.
It's either that or they notice a gaping plot hole.
A gaping plot hole, yeah.
Throw that in there.
No, because what was it? I think 2 came out, and I think it was either the... It was like almost 18 months after the fact 3 came out. It was like almost right on top of each other.
Here's an interesting fact for you, Shock, because we've dealt with this, you know, if you remember playing Code Veronica for a marathon session. Resident Evil 3 and Code Veronica were both greenlit at the exact same time. But ironically, the idea was to make Nemesis, Resident Evil 3, a supplementary title for the Dreamcast and make Code Veronica Resident Evil 3. They didn't do this because Sony, Capcom had a deal with Sony where they had to give the PlayStation a numbered sequel. So they had to give them an official one. So therefore, Resident Evil Nemesis, which was the side story, became Resident Evil 3. And Resident Evil Code Veronica, which was the main story, became the side story known as Code Veronica. So okay. I always wondered why the superior game was always pushed off to like a spin-off. That's why. Then jump ahead to Resident Evil 4. Resident Evil 4 originally started as Devil May Cry. And the idea was to change the series over into a fast-paced action title.
Wow.
But the game's director decided it was too much of a departure and convinced Capcom to change the game into its own original series, and thus we have a dozen Devil May Cry.
Is that why it was so wacky?
Yeah.
Like, it totally, because that game, like, as far as the bad guy, you're like in South America.
Oh, no.
That's why Devil May Cry is Devil May Cry.
The original was supposed to be... They developed it as Resident Evil, and they turned it into Devil May Cry.
I got you.
Devil May Cry is a much, much faster-paced game.
Yeah, way faster. It's a hack and slash, by comparison.
Got to work that round.
Yeah. Kind of like what they did to Metal Gear now, with that Raiden character.
Well, I think that was a side game.
That's a side game on the...
On the franchise.
It is
on
now,
the Kinect or whatever it is. Fun fact about Resident Evil 4, if you're standing at the bottom of a ladder and you look up during an escort mission with Ashley... And she's standing at the top of the ladder, you stare at the bottom, she screams at you and calls you a pervert. But it only happens during the escort missions, and it's a very Japanese thing to do. Another thing, Resident Evil 4, a few possible references to the 1994 film The Professional, starring Jean Reno. You guys saw The Professional?
Yeah. Starring Natalie Portman.
Natalie Portman. So a lot of influences there. For example, Jean Reno's character was named Leon.
Wait, I just want to say that who's the bad guy in that film? He's like a Mr. Bad Guy. I forget.
I don't remember either.
He was Commissioner Gordon in the Batman movies.
Oh, Gary Oldman.
Gary Oldman. He has like the best line in that movie where he's just like, "Get everybody." He's like, "Who? Everybody!"
Funny you mention it. Nah, I got nothing with that. But Jean Reno's character was Leon the Professional, and then you got Leon Kennedy. The unlockable pistol in Resident Evil 4 is called Matilda, after Natalie Portman's character. And Resident Evil 4's hardest difficulty setting is The Professional.
Nice.
So, that game. Resident Evil 5, series creator Shinji Mikami didn't actually play Resident Evil 5 until last year, 2012. And he's quoted saying, "I didn't make this game. It's shit." Which I think the ending speaks for everything.
Well, you know what?
The new one or five or six?
This is five.
Five?
Yeah.
It was the gameplay was good. It was just the story.
Gameplay was fun. The story went nowhere.
Very convoluted.
Speaking of Resident Evil 5, if you ever had the ache to play an original Resident Evil game on a new system, get the Resident Evil 5 DLC Lost in Nightmares, where it puts you into a very similar mansion to the first game. If you try to leave through the front door 3 times, the gameplay will automatically change over to the fixed camera view instead of the third-person default, and you get to play the whole mission with the fixed cameras. Plays just like an old-school Resident Evil.
That was probably the creepiest part.
Yeah, so I actually have bounced back and forth between playing it again and picking up that DLC.
Well, as far as the Resident Evil games go, I thought it was awesome as far as the like feel and look to the game, but some of those like camera views when you were getting attacked by like a dog or something like that was
obnoxious.
That's
what made it scary.
That's what made it cool, though.
Yeah,
they picked
not
the
after like the third or fourth time you died to the goddamn dog. You're just like,
well, whatever. That also trained my eye.
Well, it was tough because of the aiming system. You couldn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
when you're looking at a 3/4 view from the ceiling, it's hard to make a headshot.
Yeah,
especially when you have 3 directions you can shoot: straight, up, and down. Last little fact I have, and this is a little tie-in between Capcom in Resident Evil 6, the C virus outbreak, that's right, we're up to C, begins at a school.
That's the worst one, yeah. As far as hepatitis is concerned.
I guess it works for the T, G, and C virus.
Yeah, that's what Pamela Anderson has.
The C virus. She's not a zombie. But it begins at a school called Ivy College, and this is actually... That's the funny part?
It's just like so fucking basic. It's like
Ivy College.
I didn't expect that to get like
undergraduate school
with Professor TJ.
Yeah,
but it's actually a nod to another Capcom series, Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney, who graduated from Ivy College, according to the storyline of that game. They seem to be implying that the two games share a universe. Sorry. I don't see that. One's an attorney game where you prosecute supervillains.
Mm-hmm.
The other one's a zombie biohazard outbreak game.
Now, until you just mentioned that, did anyone ever get that reference ever?
Well, a lot of people picked up. That's where I found it.
Really?
That I wouldn't have found the fact if somebody didn't call attention
I'm saying
to it.
A lot of people
he
picked
it. He didn't notice it himself.
It was all over, like, the Wikipedia page and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's it. Resident Evil trivia.
Nice. Okay.
Moving on.
Moving on from history or more history?
From history.
From history, we are moving on. I guess right now we're going to go into Fantasy Glitch.
Glitch!
Fantasy Glitch is something that might not necessarily happen, but we are looking forward to it maybe happening or wish it did. Giant, you want to go ahead?
Yeah, with my my new Xbox One with the Kinect, I kind of want to come out with a muffler for all the haters.
It's what's it going to do? It's just going to drown out
Max? No, it's like in Beetlejuice, slap like a little zipper on your lift or something like that. I don't know. Was it
pull on zipper? Like this sucks, and then just the metal.
Boom!
I love that movie.
No, there's a lot of stuff about the Xbox One I want to see work in a specific way. Like it says you could trade games with your friend one time, but I want to make it like okay, I gave say Rise my game. I would like for him then to be able to give it back or to lend it to Max Barracuda or
Baxies would be nice.
You gotta talk to Microsoft.
Well, I'm just saying this is my fantasy thing. Just as I just want to go through like.
Oh, you want what any other system will do without any hassle?
you can't give me your game via
my fantasy glitch is a muffler for all the haters.
But I could drive 2 seconds to your house and hand you a game.
All right, whatever, man. Like, you took the fucking the blue pill and you fucking woke up out of the matrix. Like, I'm still in there. Like. I wanted to just be like, yo, bro, it's a rainy day. Dan, yo, can you shoot me over the new Assassin's Creed game? You'd be like, yeah, whatever, bro, here.
Or you can say, it's rain, you pussy. Fucking water. I'll drive over.
And I'd be like, well, if you wanted to get into a fight, you didn't have to call me a pussy. You could just say, yo, why don't you come over? You want
to
fight?
Now you don't get my game, bitch.
Yeah, but to be fair, I'm not doing that. Like, I mean, we're very good friends. He's still going to be like, hey, you know what? It's a rainy day. I feel like playing some Assassin's Creed. Why don't you drive your ass over here and give me the game? I'm not going to do that. I'm like, no. And it's much more convenient with the Xbox way.
I don't know about that because they're not giving backsies necessarily.
Well, that's my fantasy glitch. I'm
right.
Saying.
But they didn't say there were no backsies.
Yeah.
I think they're giving backsies. It's just they're not giving.
Also, in the little email I got from GameStop, they said that up to 10 people in your family could use your library. I hope that it's like not just on your Xbox. Like they sign into their... to their little account. I hope that it's just like, I could give Rise or Max or Justin, I'm sorry, G-Man permission to use my library too. Like, I just want like, to see like...
I think it's 10 people on your buddy list that have been on for over 30 days. Right.
Yeah, so I would like to see some of those Xbox One things work out into a specific way. Not necessarily...
Or hopefully two people can play the same game at the same time.
I read one person.
That'd be nice.
Oh, is this different?
You can give legal full rights to one person, but there was also talk about 10 people on your buddy list being able to access that particular game.
Like access your library of stuff.
We're going to see how this works out.
I hope that that's like no like restrictions where like I can give you three guys like access to my library and vice versa.
At this
point
in time,
that happening.
At this point in time, it all seems dicey. Like they haven't definitively said anything. So
I see... tell you the truth, and unfortunately, I'm going to have to be a little pessimistic. I see there being a whole lot of, wait a second, that's not what you said when Xbox comes out. Because that whole, you can only lend it to one person, but 10 people can access the game. Why would I lend it to you or give it to you if I could just let you access it on my account? That doesn't really make a whole lot of sense unless they were planning on having like maybe you could access my library, but only if you signed in from your Xbox. Okay, let's say
you're like,
it's a little wishy-washy.
Let's just say you're like the fifth wheel and you're not on my 10 my list, you know? Maybe you can gift it.
Oh, what? Never mind. Whatever.
Or like, I mean, it'd be kind of cool to re-gift the game. Just
watch
general.
The man have a brain fart right there.
Charles Barkley from those commercials. Remember when he couldn't make Dwayne Wade's top five? That's what I was thinking. I'm not.
Well, I mean, it'd be pretty cool to just even re-gift a game like that. Like, you know, it's Ryze's birthday. I didn't get him anything. I'm like, hey, man, I'm sending you over. The new.
Even though we're not in the top 10. I don't think that's what the intention. Well, anyway, good fantasy glitch. The backseats would be great. G-Man, you got one?
Could I do like an altering of video games? Like,
yeah. Right. Or a little addition, maybe.
Okay, so 2D fighting games, which I like.
Okay.
I have not liked since N64 because they've gotten rid of the run button and they've added in this stupid little slide button. You know how you can like slide towards your opponents?
Which game are you referring to?
Any
of them.
Game.
When you press forward or back.
Yeah, forward is dash. About? It's dashing now instead of running. I want running. I want all the dashes turned to runs. I want to be able to press.
That was basically Mortal Kombat had the run.
Yes,
right?
And that's the game I love.
But like Injustice has the dash, which is useless.
No, the dash actually blocks a lot of stuff.
Dash came from Smash Brothers.
The only time the dash ever came in handy in that game was dodging Sinestro's one attack so I could get hit by his other attack.
It is absolutely useless. Correct?
No, while dashing...
It's not. People that are good with it are good with it.
Well, you can time it out. While dashing, if somebody picks up an environmental damage thing and throws it at you, it can't hit you while you're dashing.
Yeah, but nothing that you're not going to try to jump out of the way from.
No. You also set up spacing and things like that, but that's for like advanced gamers.
I
like
the
like,
run one better. It was
the run button, you just brute rush, you attack. Like that's what I want. I want my 2D games to have the run button.
I gotta agree with you. I think the big problem with Injustice is the forward. The dash isn't as quick as a run. So like guys with good projectiles are fucking pretty nasty.
They can
like,
keep you at a distance.
Yeah, because if you could, especially with the jumps in that game, it's like you're kind of like so vulnerable. So like you can't get forward fast enough. Basically,
yeah,
right. And you can't block during a jump
entirely.
Rough. All right. That's
I actually
like
that a lot.
I would like to see that, Max.
All right, well, I was playing... First of all, I just want to bring up from a past fantasy glitch that we never mentioned. Another game I'm looking forward to is the new Star Wars Battlefront.
Right. Yep.
We had touched on that in the past, and now it's a reality.
I didn't see any screenshots or anything.
No, they showed a teaser.
Okay.
But
showed a guy walking around with a Stormtrooper outfit.
Close, actually. You see a first-person view of a guy walking through a snowy field, and he's obviously, like, you know... going through some harsh terrain, and then you see a snow speeder crash and an AT-AT foot. Like, okay. Step on it.
Nice.
That's about it. But mine is more Assassin's Creed related, and I love this Assassin's Creed 3. It takes place during the American Revolution. I want more games to take place during historical periods that we haven't necessarily seen.
Okay.
So I don't have to read books because...
But that's the thing. I agree with this. Assassin's Creed is actually kind of educational. You go and read all the...
I mean, hopefully these kids aren't doing book reports on the Assassin's Creed.
No, because, you know, there was no Native American assassin leading the Boston Tea Party.
Right. Hopefully no one's doing their biography on George Washington.
But how cool would it be? I love the American Revolution, and after playing the game, I broke out some books from my bookshelf about it, and started rereading them, and I'd like to see more. Obscure periods. We've seen World War II to death. We've seen the Middle Ages to death, in a fantasy term. So some more kind of obscure things.
I'm going
to
say that the only reason why, like, Civil War, Revolutionary War, like, French and Indian War, like, French Revolution, like, those games don't get made a lot because the fighting's not quick enough because it's not really, like, hack-and-slash combat and it's not really, like, super gun combat.
So make it more...
That's why Assassin's Creed works so well.
Make it more real-time strategy.
Well, they have that. It's like Age of Empires has that shit.
Yeah, but I want something a little more immersive. This did such a good job of putting you in the world. You can fictionalize these things just fine.
That's what I'm saying. Assassin's Creed had a good mix.
Guys, they're video
games.
Yeah. You can put AK-47s in the middle of the Civil War.
Assassin's Creed is doing a good job of introducing all these different time periods to video gaming. They can't do the job alone. So
okay.
Spread it out.
I would like that.
I think there's a new game coming out. I'm trying to find the name of it. That takes place in the 1800s. It's on either PS4.
Thief?
Or is it Thief or something?
It's not.
Like that?
It's an old franchise that they're redoing. Thief.
It's called like 1834.
Oh, that's a PS4 exclusive.
Thief is or 1834.
I have that here somewhere. shit.
Well, anyway, while you guys are looking up,
futuristic slash like
it's called 1864.
Yeah, something 1864, but it's like so it takes place somewhere 1864, but there's aliens.
Oh,
so
cool.
Like it, you got the super weapons and you're in the old school environment.
That's exactly the kind of thing I'm talking about. Just
it looked pretty awesome.
Cool time period we haven't really seen, and throw in whatever the hell you want to make it more interesting.
I think it was something like Assassin's, very Assassin's Creed-y in like in design and look.
Oh, and
like about like a hidden like cult of like people that have like super weapons and things like that.
There's a new Dragon Age too. I just want to bring it up for another game. I'm excited.
It could
about.
Be okay.
All right, Dan. Rise.
All right. Mine's a bit of a cheat. I read a article from the CEO of Harmonix. Harmonix is the game studio that came out with Dance Central and Rock Band. And they said that the time is not right for another Rock Band and that they just need to develop it further. And that, but we will be seeing a Dance Central, but we're actually going to be seeing a new game from them. Both games very successful. And I would like a merging of the two. Where, like, maybe the singer actually has to put on a stage show with the new Kinects, you know? Something like that.
That sounds a lot of fun.
Or, like, maybe the drummer might have to, at one point, lift the sticks and do a little knock around or maybe drink a water bottle. Like, I, you know, when I saw a Vanilla Ice concert.
At a roller rink.
He was playing on the street. No, I saw the Juggalo Gathering. I'm not going to get into it, but... The guy would drum his heart out, but he was also juggling a bottle of water and drinking it as he was playing it. And just stage show movements is what I'd like to see in a rock. I'd like to see Rock Band come back. He said that it's not the time, but I think the time
like,
is perfect.
Like sort of like a Kinects to type thing where basically your stage presence could also help out with your like losing the
water. Right. Well, as of now, the singer can just sit there on a couch, but Dance Central, you actually do train in the moves. They train you a couple moves and then they have you do the whole sequence together. I'd like the singer to have to train in a couple moves, like maybe especially if you're doing like a Rolling Stone song and you got to do the rooster walk or whatever.
Or if you're playing AC/DC.
A lot of fun, yeah.
A bit of the Angus Young.
Yeah, do the Angus Young guitar thing. I think that would be a lot of fun, man. I think that would lend itself to a game that's getting a little tired.
Jimi Hendrix lights your guitar on fire.
You got to throw it behind your head and stuff.
Yeah, once you got to break your guitar.
To Jim Morrison like, whipping your dick out at the fucking TV.
In Miami.
Yeah. Ozzy Osbourne, you have to bite the head off a fake bat and stuff. I don't know. I just think it. I think that would bring the game back for me. I think if they came out with another incarnation of Rock Band again and did the same thing, I would not pick it up.
Whatever it is, Harmonix, please. I don't want any more plastic.
Right.
No more peripherals.
Rocksmith got me into just screwing around with the guitar in general.
Oh, Rocksmith is the one where you actually use
the
guitar.
Use the real guitar.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it wasn't that functional, really, but it still got me into screwing around. Now I've been screwing around for like a year now.
That's cool.
I mean, I kind of got bored and, you know, dry with Rock Band, so the Rocksmith did elevate
everyone
it a
got
little.
Bored with it, but I think this would be a lot of fun.
Exactly. You got great
picking out
with
particular
it.
Stage shows, like even you know, especially the big ones, Aerosmith, Rolling Stones, stuff like that. Anyway, or ZZ Top would be fun.
Yeah. Before we move on, the game that G-Man was referencing is called The Order 1886. Takes place in 19th century
1886?
London. 1886? Yeah. Takes place in London. It's a little steampunky, and you kill werewolves.
Okay. They're werewolves. They were aliens. Yeah, that makes sense. All right, but you got super weapons.
Steampunky shit.
1886 takes place in the
19th century.
Okay. All right, so I guess we're going to move on to A-Squad coming out of the closet.
To be fair, the 19th century is the 1800s.
Right, I understand that.
Odd stuff coming through.
Why did you bring me to a gay steel mill?
I don't know.
Coming out of the closet.
Coming out of the closet is a section where we all reach deep into our closet and pull out an old school game. Giant Chuck's going to start off.
Well, I was talking about it before, but I mean, I usually throw out a shitty game, but I love talking about, man, Worms. Just one of my favorite games that you can just get a couple of friends together and just fucking have a lot of fun, man. And like the best part about it is being disrespectful to your fellow worms in the
super dope game.
Like nothing's better than poking a dude off the board or baseball batting him or, you know, throwing a sheep or the banana bombs or like, because you have the, basically it's a turn-based game and you have to hit it. Everyone's worm has like 100 life and you could see attack coming at you sometimes and you're just like, oh man, I'm about to get hit with this fucking
right.
buffalo
worm
eyes.
Add to that, you do nothing but see the attacks coming.
Right. Well,
and
that's what makes Worms it... is a physical-based destruction game as well. But turn-based.
That's what makes it so fun, is even if you're on the losing end, you get to see like your opponent's little worm eke up on you, drop a stick of dynamite, and saunter away, and you just know you're done for.
I always had a lot of fun making the teams. Like, I would make each four worms. I'd name them in correlation. I tried making the Billionaires Club, and an interesting fact, Bill Gates does not come up on Xbox Live when typing his name.
Yeah, it was...
It stars it out, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Like, it was also fun making your own teams. Like Dan said, you give them little voices. Like, if you make them all German and shit like that, they have little German voices and Japanese, American, all that stuff.
Back in the day, on my old PC, back in the 90s, I used to mod the game to have sound bites from movies I liked and everything.
Yeah, you could do that.
Metallica lyrics and shit.
Nice.
Well, I thought it was just one of, like, a very, very simple game that just has almost endless replay value, and it's just one of those games that you'll laugh playing, where, like, even if you mess up and you're doing bad, it's still funny to see it. Like, your worm fall off the board when you jump wrong, or, you know, it's a lot of fun. A
lot of room for error.
Oh, yeah.
It's super fun.
You'll kill yourself more than you kill the other teams a lot of times.
It is always a good time, even if somebody's giving you a hardcore beating. You're right. It's just
somebody's
going
to do something stupid at one point, and you're going to laugh.
I always love seeing people try to, like, hide a worm in a little hidey hole, and then, you know, fucking some guy will get blasted, and, like, 100 mines will fall right near that guy, and then he'll get blown off the board or some stuff like that. It's just always a fun time.
It's a good game. G-Man, what do you got?
Well, I was going to go the Mortal Kombat / Smash Brothers route, but we're not going to go that route. We're running.
Are two different games.
Yeah, but I was thinking the N64 versions when there was running, but we're not going to do that. We talked about that before. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go... I gotta say, I want Heroes of Might and Magic on game console.
Heroes of Might and Magic was fun.
Game was a great game. Yeah, but they had like they called it like Heroes or something, and it was stupid.
It was crap. It wasn't the same game.
But like, just I agree, Heroes probably takes too long. Like that game was like a 12-hour game.
This is just bringing up an old game.
Just bring it up in general.
He is though. Heroes of Might and Magic, especially two was probably the most famous one.
Two and three was
one.
Good. Four is when it started fading.
That game looked like the dullest game I've ever seen.
Giant Shock says that because myself, my brother, Full Metal Phoenix, and two other people would play it, and these games take 3 days to finish.
Oh, absolutely.
If you ever just want to see...
Okay, raise your hand at the table if you love that game.
I don't know. It's like,
three hands.
Three out of four.
I'm saying, if you ever wanted to look at a bunch of like horses and guys out sitting outside a castle wall exchanging number hits to each other... Like, it is the game for you.
It's epic.
If
it's
cerebrally epic you can't understand it,
I can understand it.
If you can't comprehend not blowing all your money on as many troops as you can rather than fortifications, then that's not your game.
Or just going for overkill and just getting gigantic armies before you take out the other guy for the hell of it. Like, just leaving him with
nothing. Build up your castle before you build up your army. And you know what? If you're the demons, build up your army before you build up your castle. And it's just... It's very different to every single different army, and that's one of my favorite games of all time, Heroes.
What do you guys say about the game is that each game was pretty epic, and it did seem like all the people involved in it were having an awesome time, even though there wasn't much I saw was going on.
They ruined it when like they start allowing your hero to like fight as like a and more in like real time almost.
I didn't like it.
It was like it was
the
fourth or the fifth, and
your hero
it just became stupid at that point.
Right, because that's when they... Each heroes for different castles would start getting... I mean, they were all kind of even, the castles, but some of the castles had really good heroes, I mean, to that point. The Necromancers, in general, their heroes were always dope.
I actually did screw around with the new one. The new one made it... Well, this was like a year ago or a year and a half ago. It made it kind of more old school, like 3 and 2.
Mm-hmm. I played it, too. I play them all the time.
You saying you play the new one?
Yep.
Yeah.
I normally have the... four-player games, my brother and two other people, these guys, Tom and Fred, who play with me. And it does get a little lengthy at the end waiting for the turns when everybody's got, like, six castles. You know, you do it, and then you might as well go watch, like, an entire episode.
Yeah, I'm in, because whatever, I'll play poker, and then I'll sit out, and I'll jump in.
Well, we actually kind of play it in the same room.
Oh, okay.
That seems like a good game that would be... transfer to like a tablet at this point.
Great tablet game.
You know what they did with Risk? Like how Risk Legacy now, it's like a quick paced Risk game on your Xbox.
Yep.
I feel like not to that degree, but you could definitely do that with that game where you can kind of make it go a little faster.
And well, you always could speed up the battle, but why would you?
Yeah, but there must be a way to make the gameplay faster just so that it doesn't take, you know, 2 days to run
through one
match.
Well, you could take away the animations, but we never did.
And then you make it on Xbox Live and then you're good to go.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, that was a good one, man. That's one of my all-time favorites.
It's a real good one.
Max?
All right. I went with Out of This World, which was from 1991, and it's an adventure game with kind of polygonal graphics. I originally played it for the PC.
In 91? Yeah. Polygon graphics?
Yeah. It was early on. I played it for DOS. It had since been ported to...
Out of This World. It sounds familiar.
Game Boy, Windows, all sorts of systems. SNES, Sega Genesis. And you played as a scientist named Lester who is involved in a lab accident and gets warped into another planet. And basically it's just about survival. It's very cinematic. You make friends with one alien inhabitant who tends to help you out. It's a rough game, but it's...
I played this game. It was very, very difficult.
It's very hard.
I played this game.
But I was enchanted by the storytelling when I was a kid. I was 9 years old, and I locked in and played each level 90 times.
Oh, dude, Jesus Christ, this was an impossible... And
this
was
a DOS
coming
game,
back
so?
To me. It was
when
so
I first
hard.
Played it,
it all those games are so hard.
It was so hard.
Yeah. But those original video games were
eventually made
good.
Its way to like SNES, where I picked it up as well.
Okay.
But once you figured out exactly what you were supposed to do, you couldn't beat the cinematicness of it. Like, this one part, you're in an underground cavern, and you're running away from these guys, and all you have to do is hit one rock, and the whole place collapses and floods and kills all your enemies. But you're going to run through the board 90 times getting shot to death before you actually end up doing it.
That effing cavern. It was almost like the Indiana Jones games.
What I remember
most... It was almost like Pitfall, right?
What I remember most about it is the heart-poundingness of it. As you're running through a level, and you have to make these precise movements in order to survive, and you just knew, like, one wrong step and you're dead. And I fucking love this game. If you looked at the graphics, you probably recognize it.
You guys bring up a lot of memories.
Is it like? Is it kind of like that Dragon's
Which
Lair
is the point
arcade,
of this.
Or is it more like King's
more,
Quest?
A little more free than Dragon's
so
Lair.
So King's Quest-esque, like, where you kind of search around
a little
if you
more
screw
free
up and don't do
than
something.
That.
Oh, really?
A little less graphical.
Yeah, it was
all
very...
It was almost graphical. Like the old Pitfall.
It was very stylized. Very stylized.
Or the... Not the old Pitfall, but the Pitfall that can... Well, whatever.
It was originally called Another World. You may know it as Another World.
Oh, my God.
But I pulled up some screenshots here. As you can see, it's very...
This game was impossible,
stylistic.
Man. This game was so impossible.
Looked animated. It was very hard. Very, very difficult.
I can't believe... I didn't even remember that game. Now that I'm looking at the screenshots, I remember my brother and I just taking turn after turn at this.
It took a lot of getting used to, but eventually it got kind of fun.
Okay. My old game is a little game called Ghost in a Shell.
Ghost in a Shell?
That had a game to it?
Based off the anime?
Yeah.
All right.
See, I didn't know the anime. I actually just played
Fuck
the game.
You.
And
you didn't know the anime.
I didn't know it when until I played the game.
Is it like straight Japanese or is it like...
No, it's just a very wacky game. You're one of the ghosts, you know, and you move your little spider guy around and stuff. And it was just a very frantic mech game that was super fun.
The PlayStation one?
Yep.
Okay.
It was a lot of fun, man. It was like a mech game, but it was, you were a very smaller mech, as the ghosts are. Anyone familiar with the anime series?
I just did my usual Google search, and apparently there's a PS3 version, too.
No, stop it.
I'm looking at it right here.
Is it downloadable because it was so good, or is it a brand new
version? It just looks... doesn't look great.
That was the old version. I'm looking at it. It's probably just a downloadable...
Standalone complex?
Yeah, it was standalone complex. Was the first one. PS1.
Apparently they released it on the PSN
marketplace.
Yeah.
Okay. It was just a great game. You could switch up your different
Ooh.
Guns and whatnot.
Be sure to check out the cosplay. Not too shabby.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Anyway, I'm not going to get that in-depth with the game because the storyline was just basically the first season of Ghost in the Shell.
I never actually watched that show.
I watched it after I played the game because the game was so good. All right, so that about wraps it up this week, right? We all had a good time.
Yeah.
Right?
We're good.
Well, I mean, I had a little problem. I think you guys are cheating a little bit.
Who's cheating?
Everybody.
I'm getting a little...
You accusing me?
I'm getting a little irritated.
Yeah. You guys are glitching out of the map
and
everything.
Were you sitting there camping over on
the
side of
the table? Yeah, that was a dick move.
Son of a bitch.
What are you going to do?
Come over there. I'm going to fuck your mom.